It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show, we are focusing on the importance of volunteering in Tuolumne County and how the local nonprofits depend on it to provide increased services and quality of life here in the Motherlode. A panel of guests are joining us ahead of the upcoming Volunteer Fair, which is going to be on April 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. In studio today, our panel includes Jolynn Miller, who is the director of the UC Cooperative Extension in the Central Sierra. We also have Nancy White, who is one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County. She's also a board member for the Volunteer Fair, and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, BJ.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'll go around the table first and start with Jolynn Miller. You know, tell us a little bit about the beginnings of this now annual event and how the idea of putting on a volunteer fair all came about.
Well, I've been in Tuolumne County and working as a 4-H Youth Development Advisor, and that program is really heavily dependent on volunteers. I started in that role in 2012, and I just know that volunteers are the essence of the community and especially that program. And I was always looking for ways that we could recruit volunteers. It was always in the back of my head to figure out how we could kind of increase volunteerism in the community. My research revolves around volunteerism, and so in happenstance, in 2018, I was part of the Leadership Tuolumne County class. And as we were going around meeting organizations from government, arts, community, education, we were learning about what they were doing in the community, what they needed. And inevitably, at the end of the presentation or the conversation, we would ask, what do you need? And of course, these organizations said money, but they all said volunteers. They all said they needed people. And so it kind of just spurred the Leadership Tuolumne County class to figure out how to do something about that. And so our project for the end of that class was to gather as many organizations as we could that need volunteers and need people and get people in the community to come and match with those organizations. It was a really cool project.
So it got kicked off and it's still going strong today.
Yeah, surprisingly. I mean, I think it's one of the leadership Tuolumne County classes that has a project that's continued to go this whole time.
So as we look forward to the April 17th event at the fairgrounds, who are the groups and the organizations that kind of put on the volunteer fair now?
So it's just kind of ebbed and flowed over the years, whoever is interested. I've been a part of the planning committee since its inception, but now we have Nancy White, we have Laura Sunday and the Blue Zones Project. Obviously, we have Sonora Area Foundation, who is our fiscal sponsor and helps support us every single year.
Elizabeth Hahn from Cowan Rooster, who does a lot of our marketing for us.
Oh, she's amazing, yeah.
And Jan Hebert from the Somerville group.
Yeah, the Somerville Foundation, right.
So Nancy White, how did you get involved then with the volunteer fair?
Well, I had been involved with Love Tuolumne County for a number of years and really saw the need for volunteers in our community. So often people have skills that they want to put to good use, but they have no idea on how to do it. How do I find someone who can use my particular skill? And Love Tuolumne County was a great way because they put on annual projects that allow people to use those skills. But when I heard about the volunteer fair, it was an opportunity for people to have a one-stop shop to go to see 70 different organizations, civic organizations, animal organizations, things in health, first responders, environmental, and see what they needed and how they could put their skills to use. So when I was invited to be part of the team, I jumped at it.
You mentioned being one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County. For anyone unfamiliar, what can you tell us about that group?
Well, Love Tuolumne County is an offshoot of Love Modesto. So there were a number of people about 10 years ago down in the Modesto area who saw the need to match volunteers with organizations on a project. And they had a project and they thought they might get 100 people out, and I think they had 800 people come out and be part of that. And that's blossomed to today when they have branches of Love Modesto, like Love Tuolumne County, all over the world, actually. They have them even in foreign countries. So Love Tuolumne County has had projects every year primarily on an annual basis. Their event this year is April 26th and 27th. You can go on their website, lovetuolumnecounty.org, and see the projects that they have available and sign up for a project. And again, there are things that any skill set can use. They have things for people who want to get out into the environment and do cleanups, weed whacking, trash pickup. They have things for gardeners to build gardens like at Interfaith. And they have sedentary projects for people as well. So anyone can volunteer.
And Daryl Slocum, how about you? How did the Sonora Area Foundation get involved with the volunteer fair?
Well, I was fortunate to be hosting one of the leadership Tuolumne County meetings, and they presented the idea to me of holding the volunteer fair. And right from the get-go, I was just blown away by what a phenomenal idea that was. It's one of those things, BJ, where it's kind of obvious, but it wasn't, if you know what I mean. And it really filled a need, and it was timely. And what I mean by that is that we're seeing a somewhat of a decrease in availability of volunteers, partly because of our aging population. We've got people that are beyond their capabilities, and so they're kind of aging out, if you will, and replacements are needed. So having the volunteer fair as a mechanism of connecting interested people with organizations in need of volunteers was just a phenomenal idea.
And then for that April 17th event, Jolene Miller, for people who are going to come to the fairgrounds, what can they expect on that day?
A lot of fun, a lot of organizations hosting booths. So we'll have, we have about 65 to 70 organizations signed up. People can show up anytime between 4 and 7. They'll go up and down the hallways of the main building at the Motherlode Fairgrounds and meet and chat with organizations. We have a little passport so you can get different buttons checked off, little stamps checked off for all of the organizations that you talk to. And if you turn that in, you can be entered to win a raffle. We're going to have food. We know it's right in the middle of dinner. So we're going to have a food vendor there. Nancy, I know you know the name of it.
It's a hot dog stand some wonderful hot dogs.
So we know this is right in the middle of dinner time. So we're suggesting to bring your whole family. There's going to be organizations that accept youth volunteers if they're volunteering with their parents. And the idea is just to, even if you're not planning on volunteering with a specific organization, just to kind of get an idea of what the needs are and what the opportunities are in the community. You know, I may not want to volunteer for Firewise Community, but I may know somebody who does. And so making sure that we're keeping these connections going in the community is going to be really important.
Yeah, and you're not required to sign up for any group that if you show up, but it's a good chance to see what's out there and what might be a good fit for you. So
exactly, yeah.
Well, we need to take a quick break on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're showcasing the upcoming Volunteer Fair. It's an annual event now in Tuolumne County. It's going to be coming up April 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. We've got more to get into with our panel of guests. We're joined by Jolene Miller, who is the director of the UC Cooperative Extension in the Central Sierra, Nancy White, who is one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County, and she's a board member for the Volunteer Fair, and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about the importance of volunteering in Tuolumne County. There is a volunteer fair, a now annual event that's coming up at the Motherlode Fairgrounds April 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. Various different organizations are going to be taking part. We're joined in studio today by a panel of guests. We have Daryl Slocum, who's the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. We have Nancy White, who's a board member of the Volunteer Fair. She's also one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County. And Jolene Miller, who is the director of the UC Cooperative Cooperative Extension in the Central Sierra. Jolynn Miller, I'll go back to you because, as you mentioned, one of the other groups that's actively involved with the volunteer fair is Blue Zones. The executive director, Laura Sunday, wanted to be here today, but she couldn't make it, unfortunately. But I understand you talked to her and had some words to pass along.
Right, yeah. So Blue Zones is really vested in the well-being of people in our community. And one of the things that Blue Zones knows as well as what I know through my research on volunteerism is that volunteering helps build connection, and connection is a critical part of being healthy, especially into older adults. And so to increase social connections, we encourage people to volunteer, to give back to others, and all of the things that the volunteer fair is trying to encourage. And in some of the things that you can learn or that you can gain from volunteering is improved mental health, lower rates of anxiety and depression, higher self-esteem, greater empathy, and all of those things. And so the Blue Zones knows that through their research and all of the things that they're doing. And Laura really wanted to just remind me that connection is a critical part of our community.
I'll go over to Nancy White. You know, would you encourage younger members of the community to also attend this event?
Absolutely. It's a great event for families. And an important thing here is it's entirely free. So if you have a family of five, it's not going to cost you $25 or to come out. It's entirely free. Bring your kids. Kids, when they volunteer early on, they start developing that pattern throughout the rest of their lives. And they take pride in their communities. When they go by a park that they've helped clean up, they're not thinking about how to turn the trash cans over and destroy it. They're thinking about, how can I make this park better? And we want to instill that in our young people so that they can take pride in Tuolumne County. It's also a great way for them to learn skills. To use an example from Love Tuolumne County, a few years back, we had a project at Grandma's House in Columbia, and they were building some stairs. And we had a gentleman there who knew how to do building, and we had a teenager who had never had any experience in building. And he taught him how to build the stairs. And that was a skill he's going to take with him forever. And he said, I really love working with my hands and working with wood and with nails and building things, and I'm going to see if I can't do more of this. So that was really a very great example of how our youth can benefit from this.
Jolynn Miller, you also work with youth through your role with UC Cooperative Extension. What have you kind of witnessed in the benefits of seeing, you know, younger members of the community get involved with volunteering?
Yeah, I mean, so in 4-H, we call it service learning. We encourage youth and our project leaders to engage in activities where they're actually learning about the organization and the issues in our community, and then finding solutions for those issues. Oftentimes, you know, youth are involved in a canned food drive, which is excellent. But ways that we can encourage our youth to understand what are the root issues of hunger in our community, and then how do we help fix those issues? So those are some of the things that we are encouraging our 4-H leaders and our 4-H members to do, is engage in the service learning component. But really, volunteering, like Nancy said, builds skills. It creates opportunities for putting items on job resumes, whether it's for youth or adults, to be honest. It gives opportunities for youth to put items on their college applications, their scholarship applications. They're learning how to be an active member in our community, which sometimes is not easily taught. And so, again, volunteering in all aspects, not just youth, is critically important to the strength of our community as a whole.
Nancy White, too, I imagine people that you would target to be recently retired who may have some time finally kind of freeing up in their schedules, too.
You'd be surprised the high percentage of people who are retired who are out doing volunteering. They've worked their whole lives, and now they finally have an opportunity to really give back to their communities. You'll hear people saying all the time, I'm more busy in retirement than I was when I worked. And that's because they're out volunteering and doing good for the community.
So for people who are going to come to the event, you know, can you give us kind of a preview of the different organizations and types that are going to be there?
Goodness, there's everything. We have a new group this year that's goat rescue. So we've had dog rescue and horse rescue in the past. We have goat rescue. We have veterans-based groups, a lot of faith-based groups, opportunities to work with food pantries. There are opportunities in education and working with kids, theater arts. service organizations, working with special needs, working with recovery groups. There's just about anything you could think of.
And JoLynn Miller, you know, you mentioned being with the director of the UC Cooperative Extension. You know, what kind of things are you involved with volunteering in the community as well?
Right. Well, so in my paid role with UC Cooperative Extension, we have 4-H, right? We're always looking for 4-H volunteers. And for some of you that don't know, 4-H is more than just animals at fair. We have, you know, robotics, public speaking, sewing, anything like that. So we're always looking for people to share their talents with the youth in our community through 4-H. But UC Cooperative Extension also has a volunteer program called the Master Gardeners, where we train folks in research-based and university-based gardening techniques, and those volunteers teach the community. We're also launching for the first time this year in Tuolumne County a Master Food Preserver program, where we're going to also train volunteers in best safe practices for food preservation. So we're looking for volunteers for that. And then on top of it, I always joke that I don't have hobbies. I volunteer. And so for the longest time, I was like a 15-year Red Cross volunteer. And I transitioned to being the founder and now president of Team Elite, which is a livestock evacuation team in the county. And we work with animal control. We go behind fire lines to get animals out in disasters, not just fires, but mostly fires in this community. So, I volunteer in my free time.
Yeah, I'll play critical roles in the community. And April is volunteer month too, correct?
It is, right. And so we, again, are trying to elevate this idea of volunteerism in the community, support volunteers, and then support people that are just looking for ways to get involved. One thing around volunteering and volunteerism is that it is a luxury, right? It's for the people that have the time. There are some people in our community that are working 3 jobs and they're unable to volunteer on a regular basis. But what's really cool is episodic volunteering, which is this idea of volunteering one day, is on the rise in all over the country. Formal volunteering is kind of at a standstill. It's increased compared to our pandemic lows. But this idea of episodic volunteers, somebody that doesn't have to go through an entire orientation and learning process, can just show up and help the community, that's really increasing across the country. And so I would encourage organizations to look at their the way that they do things and see if they can start having more opportunities for people to just show up and do a one day or a 1 hour volunteering event.
So episodic volunteer, Nancy White, is that kind of what Love Tuolumne County fell into?
That's exactly what they fell into. And the volunteer fair is a great opportunity to come out and see Love Tuolumne County at their table, and you'll be able to sign up for any of their projects at the fair in addition to being able to do it online.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about volunteering and its importance in the Motherlode region, especially Tuolumne County, where there's going to be a volunteer fair coming up April 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. In studio today, we're talking with JoLynn Miller, who is the director of the UC Cooperative Extension in the Central Sierra, Nancy White, one of the board members for the volunteer fair and one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County, and Daryl Slocum, CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez. He's going to join us in studio. It was just over a year ago that Sheriff Vasquez stepped into the role as sheriff appointed by the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. He's going to talk about some of the initiatives put in place over the past year and also talk about challenges on the horizon when it comes to law enforcement.
Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about volunteering in Tuolumne County on this weekend show. The upcoming volunteer fair will be April 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Motherload Fairgrounds. Joining us in studio, we have Jolynn Miller, who is the director of the UC Cooperative Extension in the Central Sierra, Nancy White, who is one of the founding members of Love Tuolumne County and a board member of the volunteer fair, and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Daryl Slocum, during the last segment, we heard a lot of the nuts and bolts of the event and the importance of volunteering. I'm curious your thoughts just on the importance of volunteering here in Tuolumne County, especially from the perspective of Sonora Area Foundation.
I think it's actually hard to overemphasize, BJ. Sonora Area Foundation exists to support the community, and we primarily do that by supporting our nonprofit organizations. And the most visible part of that is by awarding grants to the organizations to help them with their operation. But I'm hard-pressed to think of any nonprofit in our community that does not rely on volunteers to some extent. The largest employer we have in Tuolumne County is Adventist Health Sonora, which is a nonprofit organization. And there are literally hundreds of people who volunteer at Adventist Health. You can go down the list of all of the other organizations. I think most of them, if they were here to speak for themselves, they'd say that they pretty much can't function without volunteers. So it just illustrates the importance of having a strong base of volunteers, but also building a pipeline of volunteers for future. We've talked a lot today about age, and there is no age of volunteerism. It can be any age, as Nancy pointed out, including our youth. There are a multitude of opportunities for volunteerism, and the best way to find out about how you can fit in, if you're at home listening to this and you're motivated and inspired, is to come to the volunteer fair and walk around and talk to the various organizations to see what their needs are, to see how you can align with what they have in the way of need.
Kind of ties into the idea of building the community what you want to see. The more effort you put into your community, the better community you're gonna have at the end.
Absolutely. At whatever level you're capable of supporting an organization.
You know, Nancy White, what is your kind of recommendation for people who are going to go who just might be kind of overwhelmed with the idea of not knowing? They want to volunteer, but they don't know, you know, the best way and how they want to narrow it in to find the best organization for them.
Well, that's why the volunteer fair is so great. You're not looking at it, phone numbers, trying to contact somebody and get a phone call back. You can walk up and down the aisles with hundreds of other people. You can be anonymous if you want and just see what's there, pick up flyers at different tables. You can go up and you can talk to people. You can see if you click. If you talk to one horse rescue and, you know, they seem like they're a great organization, but you talk to the next one, you say, this one is the one that feels right to me. And that's what we want. We want people to go and click with an organization where they're really going to want to commit themselves and make a difference. And we have, there'll be maps available so you can see where the different organizations are. We try to group some of the different places, like all of our first responders are in one section. So if you're interested in something like that, you can go out and talk to all the fire guys and the police and Red Cross and all of those organizations. Lots of opportunities.
And you may have said this already, but was there an estimate as to how many groups are going to be there at the volunteer fair?
We expect to have about 70 different groups there, and we'll have hundreds of people coming out to talk to them, and we'll have doggy delights there if you're hungry or thirsty.
Jolynn Miller, any other advice for people that are going to come to the big event on the 17th to do when they come?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two ideas, right? There's what can you give to the organization and what can you get from the organization as well. I mean, I think there's also an opportunity to be a little bit selfish in volunteering and saying, what skills can I learn? What ways can I better myself because of volunteering, not just only giving back? And so if you, let's say you just finished an accounting class at Columbia College and you're interested in building your resume, go ahead and start talking to all these organizations and see if any of them need a treasurer and potentially volunteer to be their treasurer so you can list that on your organization as accounting skills, or excuse me, on your resume as accounting skills. Those are the types of things that really that we're encouraging is that fit. We want people to find the right fit of what works for them, but also, you know, what they can get back to help them in the rest of their lives as well, right? Hopefully volunteering isn't just one aspect of your life. It seeps into every part of who you are.
Yeah, it seems like a unique opportunity because everybody has their own individual skill sets and you really don't know which organization might have a need for something that you have a background in already.
Yeah, and absolutely. The other thing is that maybe you don't have a skill set in a particular thing, but you want to learn. And so, you know, maybe you're not great at social media, but it's something that you're really interested in. A lot of these organizations would love to have someone be their Facebook and Instagram manager, right? And they'll take, not that they'll take anybody, but they'll take somebody that has softer skills that they're hoping to learn, because they just need somebody to start doing the thing that they need done.
And Nancy White, hopefully people come on the 17th, but for some reason that it doesn't work in their schedule to come on that day, are there other ways that they can learn about the volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. They can go out to our website, tcvfair.org. They can see all the people who will be exhibiting at the fair this year, learn about each one. For each organization, they'll list their volunteer opportunities on the website. We also have an ongoing project where we allow our exhibitors to submit their ongoing volunteer opportunities. So you can always go out and look at our calendar and see if anything's coming up that you might be interested in participating in.
Well, it's been a good conversation, important event. I'll go around the table one more time to get some final thoughts on anything we missed, or maybe to give even that last pitch to come and get involved and help volunteer. I'll go to Daryl Slocum first with the Sonora Area Foundation.
Thanks, BJ. I'm a big fan of volunteerism, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to thank the folks that are responsible for putting this event on, because an event like this doesn't just happen. There's a lot of work that goes into it. These ladies and the rest of their committee have been working hard since just after the volunteer fair ended last year. So appreciate that. And I do encourage everyone to come out and visit the volunteer fair.
Andrew Lynn Miller.
It's just been a pleasure being a part of this organization and this group. It's speaking of being selfish, I have learned so much because of the team putting this on. And I just want to make sure that the rest of the community can feel as good as I feel when I'm talking about volunteerism. And so I encourage you to come, and if not, engage with the organization online. And even if not, find a place to volunteer, find a place to give back. It really makes our community stronger, and it makes you healthier and happier.
And for future years, this being a volunteer event, do you need more volunteers for the volunteer fair?
We always need volunteers on the day of. Right now, our main committee is full because sometimes too many cooks in the kitchen. But we always need people to show up on the day of to help, you know, put out flyers and all of those things, put out signs. Currently, if you're interested, we have posters that you can pick up at Blue Zones or at the UC Cooperative Extension office. If you have a poster that you want to put in your place of business to encourage people to come out, we'd love for you to grab a poster.
And Nancy White, how about you? Any final comments?
I just want to remind everyone that it's free. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain.
And I got to ask real quick, being one of the founding members of the Love Tuolumne County, when is that going to be coming up again?
The Love Tuolumne County event is April 26th and 27th. You can see their available projects at lovetuolumnecounty.org, and they will also be at the fair.
Jolene Miller, are you hoping that this will be an event that goes on for many years down the road?
I mean, I'm planning on it, so I'm hoping Nancy and the rest of the team is going to be there as well. Yeah, this sounds like a great event.
And the need for volunteers, did you say, like, nationally, have you seen, has been kind of a decline in recent years?
Yeah, so I think volunteering hit its peak in the 90s and 2000s. We were having a steady decline for years with an all-time low around the pandemic. We have seen a big increase in the last year or two post-pandemic. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but we are starting to see a few more people give back. And again, formal volunteering is about level, but this idea of episodic volunteering is really starting to increase. And then just giving back, not even an episodic volunteer, but just helping out in the community, helping a neighbor mow their lawn, those sorts of things. The Census and AmeriCorps do all sorts of research around this. And so generally speaking, we have an increase in people helping other people.
Well, thank you all three for what you do in the community. Hopefully it's a good turnout on the 17th, and we'll see even more volunteers popping up around Tuolumne County.
Thank you, BJ.
Thanks so much, BJ.
Again, we thank our guests who are with us in studio today, JoLynn Miller, Nancy White, and Daryl Slocum. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views. Programming note, we're going to be talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez, going to get us up to speed on various different things happening in the law enforcement community. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.